So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is, most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Cash Flow Dad Life. My name is Ryan Ank, your host. And today I'm going to be talking about having the right tools to get started or to beef up your real estate investing. But bear with me today. I had a hell of a morning. My wife and I, we get up every single morning to spend time together. Typically we get up at 5. Now that's not always the case. Sometimes the snooze button is hit. But most of the time we get up at 5 and we make some coffee and we sit down on our couch, look out on the river, and we go through an acronym called TRIP. So we say what we're thankful for, we reflect on something, some piece of, you know, either it's scripture or it's, you know, I like, you know, business success stuff, inspirational videos, reflect on something. We say what our intentions are, and then we plan the day. Now, sometimes it's not always a trip, that full acronym, the TRIP. Sometimes it's just a TR, you know, just the TR. And because the kids get up and they wake up, well, in this case, you know, we were on our reflection time and our youngest woke up and this kid was off the hook today. He comes downstairs. We didn't even hear him. All of a sudden, he comes over to us while we're praying and he says, "Mama, mama, match." He had found the matches somehow, which we've already hidden from him from past experiences. He found them in a bag and he dumped them all out on the floor. All right, great. So we go and we start picking up these matches. And it used to be the case that with 5 kids, it used to be the case that when I heard silence, I was like, "Ah, yes, finally, silence." Now, when I hear silence, I'm like, "Oh crap, what is he getting into? Where is he?" So we're picking up the matches and all of a sudden I hear silence again. I don't hear him anymore. I'm like, "Oh crap, where is he?" And she looks up and she has this face of fright. So I'm like, "John Paul, 1, 2, you know, when you count, that's like the magic thing with kids, you know, 3. And then he scurries over and he's like, what, you know, and he's basically upstairs emptying out a bottle of soap. So now we go upstairs. My wife's picking up the matches. I'm cleaning up this mess with soap. And all of a sudden, as I'm cleaning up this soap, he comes back in to the room where I'm cleaning the soap. And he had got into the baby formula somehow. Just basically put his paws in it, dump it all over his face. He looks like a little cocaine addict. He's got white powder all over his face. And he's like, "Dad, dad, dad, dad." Whatever he was saying, I don't even remember. I was just like, "Kid, what is your deal? I've got to literally handcuff you somewhere so I can clean up every single mess that you just made. You're just bouncing from one thing to another, just creating a disaster zone." So pray for my wife today, guys, because he's in mode, and I'm here doing this podcast with you guys, thankfully. Here's one of the points I want to make. I want to talk about tools today and the tools that you use. And I want to talk about working smart instead of working hard. So my oldest son comes up to me and I'm getting him to cut the grass now. And he's out there, he's cutting the grass and he comes in with some scissors and he's got this you know, great idea. And he says, hey, Dad, how much would you give me to cut the entire lawn with scissors?" And I look at him and I go, like, as a dare? He's like, "No, just because I'd be working harder." And I said, all right, great. We've got this whole working hard thing down. Perfect. Now it's time to teach him how to work smart, because working hard is just one small part of the formula in life. If working hard was how you get ahead and make money, then coal miners would be millionaires. And my son would be a millionaire from cutting the grass with scissors. And so then I had to have a discussion with him. Look, son, time is money. And if you want me to pay you, I will reward you for efficiency. If you get it done faster, then guess what? Now you can start a lawn mowing business, because now you can go and you can ask other people if they want their lawns cut, and you can get a lot done in a week. So really what you want is you want that automatic mower, that zero turn riding lawn mower. You want the gas edgers, you want the gas blower, you want all the tools that are gonna make it as fast as possible to get that job done. And you know what, even if you went a step past that and said, all right, I'm gonna get all the tools and then I'm gonna get my buddies to go do it. I'm gonna get my buddies to mow the lawn. If I do that, then I can focus on getting more business. So if we're able to churn out 20 lawns a day and then we're done, I got a ton of cash in a short amount of time, and then I can hire more crew, buy more equipment, go out and get more business. And so your job isn't sweating behind the lawnmower. Your job is just getting more business. And your job isn't, definitely not sitting there with a scissors and cutting the grass. Your job is getting more business. So one of the things that people start out with real estate, they get started and they're just working hard and not working smart. So they don't have the right tools. They're basically using a scissors to cut the lawn. So they're using Zillow for their comps, which is inaccurate information. You know, some of it is accurate, but it's not completely accurate. And when you're investing in real estate, $150,000, $500,000, you kind of want accurate information to base your comps off of. They're not using the right analytical tools. They're doing hard work with marketing. Like when you're in real estate and you're a real estate investor, you need to find motivated sellers. So some of these motivated sellers are pre-foreclosure, tax lien sales, people who just filed for bankruptcy, people just filed for a divorce. We can go to the courthouse and you could cross-reference all these things. You could go to the, find the parcel number and then go to the courthouse and find the address, see if you can find the name of the person, and then go knock on their door. And I do recommend some of these strategies. In fact, driving for dollars is a great real estate strategy. But there are easier ways. And one of my students approached me and said, hey, Ryan, this idea of driving for dollars is great, but I've got a 40-hour-a-week job. I just don't have time to make this list and drive around. That would take up my Saturday. So if you're in that boat where you want to get started, but you just don't have a ton of time, then there's ways to buy time. Like if you were to buy a zero-turn riding lawnmower, that's going to be a little more expensive than the scissors, but it's going to save you a ton of time. So I want to tell you guys about this software. It's called PropStream. And what it does is it basically, one of the problems when you first get started with real estate investing, if you're not a realtor, is you don't have MLS access. So to become a realtor, you're really paying $1,500 to $3,000 in dues. And that gives you the MLS access and other stuff. But you're going to have to pay that every single year. And if MLS access is all you need, PropStream actually has MLS access. So any data that you need to pull up for real estate investing, you can through this software. So if there's comps that you need to check, if something's on sale and you just want to see what the price of it is when you're driving around, it'll show you that. Now the other problem is if you're going out and you're trying to find creative financing deals, these are people, for example, if someone went through bankruptcy and one of the things that could help them improve their credit is if you took over their mortgage payments. They went out and they got another place to rent and you were able to take over their mortgage payments. Well, you kind of have to play this guessing game in negotiations with those people. See how much they owe on the house, figure out what their interest rate was on their loan. And at that point, you can kind of reverse engineer it to try to find out how much they owe, what their interest rate is, so you can make them a good offer. That's a win-win for their situation and for your situation. Well, this software actually has the recorded records of what the mortgage amount was and what the interest rate was and the estimated equity in the property as well. So you could take a property that you're interested in that's from a motivated seller, and you could figure out exactly how much they owe. And you could figure out what kind of offer you can make that's both a win for you and a win for them without having to ask them, hey, what is your interest rate? What did you get your mortgage at? Now, people will tell you if they're motivated, some of them, and some of them want you to do this guessing game and see what kind of offer they can garnish from you. So this kind of eliminates that. You can basically see all that data right there. Now, the next thing it does is this software gives you like heat maps. So you could analyze data in an area. You can analyze the ROI, the return on investment. You can analyze whether the property values are going up, whether they're going down based on these heat maps. You can analyze basically if you are going to get into this property, you want to be able to see how many days on market each thing in that neighborhood goes for. So it'll show you the average days on market that everything sits in that neighborhood. So that is actually just in and of itself a tremendous feature of the software. But the next thing that I find incredibly beneficial, especially for investors, is it will have pre-framed lists of motivated sellers, and you can categorize them. So they extract their data from county clerk records, from filings. They've got multiple data points that fill into their system. So you could basically pull a list of everybody who's gotten pre-foreclosure in the area, who's gotten a pre-foreclosure notice, a notice of default, or at least pendants. You've got lists of everything for auction in the area. You can pull up a list of everybody who's been published as having a tax lien on their property. You've got a list of everybody who's got a bankruptcy report, who just filed for bankruptcy, everybody who's just filed for a divorce. There's basically a bunch of lists that you can pull up that fall into lists of people who are motivated sellers. So what you're able to do then is you're able to basically go on there and pull up these lists, and then you can create campaigns out of that list. So if you don't have time to drive around to everybody, you can create campaigns where basically you just take that list and you can do a voicemail drop. So you can do a pre-recorded voicemail that these people get, and it'll deliver a specific engineered voice message with, say it was somebody going through bankruptcy, with you know, letting them know that you're a real estate investor in the area and that you can help. You can send them postcards. You can send them emails. And you've got their address, so you could drive for dollars and visit with them as well. So it gives you all those tools to where you can actually extract those lists of motivated sellers and start marketing to them. If you're in that position where you're like, I don't have time, or I want to spend money in order to save time and create a shortcut, this software is actually outstanding. Okay, I've been very, very impressed with it. So it's called PropStream, and just to give you a framework on how much it costs, this isn't my software, okay? This isn't something I invented. And they do only offer it through Real Estate Mentors, which I am, so you can get it on my website. So that, I'm trying to find the link for you guys. Okay, so it's cashflowdadlife.com/PropStream, and you could do a 5-day free trial on that software from my website. And the cost of it is a lot less than it is to become a realtor. So like I said, you're looking at $1,500 to $3,000 just to become a realtor, just to have the MLS, not necessarily to even purchase lists of motivated sellers. So the cost breaks down to $69 a month for this software, which to me personally is incredibly worth it. So if you guys are interested in checking that out, it's cashflowdadlife.com/PropStream. This is a way to really use the right tools. You know, this is your zero turn, gas riding lawnmower instead of the scissors. If you're really serious about getting started and you want to have a full arsenal of data, data is key when you're negotiating. And this system really gives you a lot of data. And again, you can try it for free for 5 days, no obligation. And all you got to do is go to the website to do that. All right, guys. So I hope that helps. I hope that gives you a great tool. And let me know if I can help you any other way with your real estate investing. Take care. Boom. Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out, because each episode has an idea or a strategy that could literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Ank, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.